it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit WesternSouthern.com.
Baseball present. Baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna have a few laughs. On the Jim Day. The Jim Day.
All right, I love people that keep promises. Not long ago, Kyle Farmer said, I want to come back more regularly. And here he is.
I'm back.
He's back.
Like Jordan said.
Yeah. And normally I have to go hunting these people down. And it's like, it might be the end of my existence as we know it.
No.
Nailing down these guests.
Yeah, people don't want to do this.
But this man came to me when we're doing a podcast. Like, I love you, Kyle Farmer.
Anything to get my my followers up on Instagram.
What are we at? What number are we at? Do you know?
Currently?
Yeah.
56.5. Wow. When I made my debut with the Dodgers, I was at like 4,000 followers. I got back in the dugout, in the clubhouse, and Bellinger's like, dude, you're trending. Like, he's like, bro. You're trending on Instagram and Twitter. I'm like, thanks, bro. And I looked at it, and it was like, now I was up to like 18,000 followers.
Why were you trending? What were you?
I had my walk-off double.
Oh.
Sunday Night Baseball.
what was the sound effect with that?
You know, just subtle.
Just subtle, like putting an emphasis, I had a walk-off.
It's like
on
you're licking your I'm currently licking my shoulder right now. Like a cat.
That was a pretty good Cody Bellinger, by the way. I don't know Cody Bellinger, but I look at him. He looks like he's like high 24/7.
I can't speak for that.
I'm just saying he looks like it. I'm not saying he is.
No.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's out there, but he's one of my. I play with him in high A, double A, and in triple A, and in the big leagues.
Really?
Same guy every day, and he's awesome, so funny. But yeah, he's like, yo, Farm, what's up? I'm like, nothing. What's up with you? You know, man, just chilling. I'm gonna hit 3 home runs today. Sick.
Yeah, their lineup, he's like hitting 7th.
Yeah, I got the Braves lineup better, though.
Do you?
I got the Braves beating the Mets and taking the NL East for sure.
Really?
Yes, for sure. Their pitching staff and their bullpen and their lineup is pretty stacked right now.
How about this Strider guy?
He's good, but he needs to learn how to not throw up and in twice in a row and then at bat and hit and could put out a guy the rest of the year.
Now, I've seen a lot of guys get hit by pitches. That one was scary. I mean, the scariest ones are obviously the ones to the head up in there. But as far as anything around the hand, that was so loud.
It was loud.
And I can't believe it's not broken.
I can't either. I for sure thought, because I've broken a bunch of bones in my hand and – for sure thought that was broke just by the sound and by the look up at the radar gun and it says 100 miles an hour. And you know, I mean, I know he didn't mean to do it on purpose, but you just, I mean, come on, you gotta learn. I mean, come on, you throw 100 miles, you can kill somebody.
Well,
you could kill somebody
up and in and hit your bat.
Yeah, the first at bat.
Yeah,
and then doing it the second time when he's been around the zone most of the day. I mean, I get it. I mean, he throws hard and, but he could kill somebody. That could kill somebody.
Yeah. No doubt.
Scary. And he, I mean, 1 inch.
We don't want a dead Kyle Farmer.
No, I don't. No.
No.
The world
would be a worse place.
I think it would too.
Wouldn't be happy.
I don't know what Courtney would do.
Wouldn't be as, well,
she'd probably move on.
Collect on the life insurance.
Yeah, for sure. Who am I kidding? Yeah. Is that what my, she optioned to, improve the life insurance? To up yeah. life insurance? But
well, we have, yeah. She changed the options.
Yeah.
To more benefits.
$100 million oh, life insurance policy.
Hold on. There are text messages between her and Strider. What were you going to say? You're saying 1 or 2 inches either.
Oh, yeah. 1 or 2 inches away. I mean, I probably would have had surgery on my hand and been out the whole year.
Yeah.
And what people don't realize is that when you're in arbitration, your second or third year arbitration, and you sit out, then you're losing money. And when you could be on the field playing and, you know, could be hitting more home runs, could be hitting more, getting more hits, RBIs, anything like that. So especially when somebody's going through arbitration and they get injured and they get put on the IL, that's money that you could be making. And where that pitcher out there sees no doesn't see any penalty or anything like that, where he's at for his mistake, he is actually taking money away out of my pocket.
Yeah. Is his mustache distracting?
No, I think it's glued on.
You think it's a fake one?
It might be. But he, I mean.
It is kind of perfect like that. That it would.
It's very Ron Burgundy, yes. San Diego. No, he's a good pitcher. He throws hard, good slider. Yeah. I hope for the best. I hope he doesn't hit anybody else for the hitter's sake. So we'll see.
Were you in your arbitration case? Like physically in the room?
No, they settled outside of it.
Okay.
So I didn't.
Have you been in one?
No, before? Never been in one.
Do guys go anymore?
Because yeah, Sims had a Zoom on his, and he had to wear a coat and tie on the Zoom call. Yeah.
A Zoom on a coat. Oh, my God. Coat and tie on a Zoom.
Yeah.
Because those are brutal. They spend just, the first half of it like telling you how bad you are.
Then they just tell you what you're not good at.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the arbitration case is interesting because – or arbitration cases because they compare you to players and who are like you. And so it's cool. It's good. And very interesting process. Yeah.
Yeah. So your third to second time?
I'll be going – so they non-tendered me my first year, which means –
which is unbelievable where we are now that they non-tendered you.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I didn't have anything really to go against them with. And then the next year, this past year they tendered me, and hopefully they'll tender me this year.
Wow. All right, now when you got hit, by the way, Granny claims she was in mass, right? So, you're laughing.
I think she goes to confession once a week.
So I get this text, and I'm like, she's like, oh, we're blacked out. We're blacked out. We can't get the audio. We can't get the video. What happened to Kyle? I got a text. Something happened. So I'm texting her back. 100-mile-per-hour fastball in the hand. He left. Listen, and I even said, I can't imagine nothing's broken in there. But I,
it's when I go down, Courtney gets blown up on her phone.
Courtney, your wife.
My wife, so Courtney, gets blown up on the phone from my mom, my dad, and Granny until she answers one phone call. It keeps rolling in. It keeps rolling in. So I guess she didn't answer Granny. I think she turned to you because she knows that you will respond to her, and which is your fault for doing that the first time. And, it's just crazy. But, you know, what's funny is yesterday was my sister's 29th birthday, and my mom posted on Instagram. This is just – I feel so bad for my sister. Like, I'll read it to you. So, like, my mom posted on her Instagram – happy 29th. I'll read the caption. It was a beautiful caption. Happy 29th birthday, Coco. What a beautiful bride you were, and I'm blessed to have you by my side every day as my team farmer partner, which is her real estate company. Love, Mom. Hashtag wedding of the year. And so she has 51 comments, okay?
Yeah.
From all friends, like saying how gorgeous my sister is. And the only person that she replies to is someone wrote on her comments, get the hand well, dang. My mom goes, he is getting an MRI as I type. And then someone said, I sent him a get well DM with your gorgeous grand. My mom responded back to that same person, no broken bones.
She's breaking news on Instagram.
Breaking news on Instagram to some random person on my sister's post. On her birthday, where she doesn't respond to anybody else about like, oh, your daughter looks so great, you know. That's just how like the farmer family is run, is baseball 24/7. I call my mom, I call my dad, I call Granny. It's not sometimes it's how's McCoy doing, how's Courtney doing sometimes, but it's like, how you feeling at the plate? What's it like? You know, what happened last night?
I love that.
I don't.
You need to turn it off when you're away.
Yeah, yeah. I'm drinking my morning coffee, and my mom is, or my granny's calling me. Is like, hey, what? Naquin's back. What do you got? I'm like, well, he's back. Yeah, he's back in the lineup. Well, I read this blog. You know, they're thinking about trading him. Blah blah blah. I'm like, granny, you need to get, what the big red machine blog or something like that, where someone's in their basement typing. Like, you need to get off of that. And but what's so great about that is that Courtney's family is polar opposite. Courtney's stepdad couldn't tell you where second base is. He might think it's something that other than baseball related. He couldn't tell you how many outs are in an inning or why a foul ball is considered a strike.
Really?
No idea. So wow. When we go down to Valdosta, there is zero baseball talk. Like, zero. It's all about, hey, did you see that 8-point buck over there last night? I'm like, yeah. My brother-in-law's like, let's go kill it. Like, I'm just enjoying a whiskey by the fire right now. Let's just relax. And so it's polar opposite sides of the family. And you get a lot of baseball on my side, and you get a lot of outdoors and non-baseball related on Courtney's side. And that's sometimes a blessing.
That's awesome that they're breaking news on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, getting an MRI as I type.
Yeah.
Not broken. Okay, Mom.
Yeah, but what about you pulling off? I see you're pulling off at the plate. How's Courtney, by the way?
Yeah. McCoy, 10 months? Yeah. Jeez.
Well, Granny said Courtney text me and no broken bones.
There you go. So
which
Courtney,
I'm not in the breaking news business. I have to wait for the team to announce
right.
it.
No, I get it.
So I'm sitting on the information. Everyone's, you know, bumming and speculating about what's going to happen. And Farmer, he's out. And I'm sitting there on the broadcast, on radio broadcast, online, on Twitter, on everything. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, nope, not broken. Wish I could tell you, but it's not broken. If you happen to look at those comments on the one post on Instagram, you would have gotten breaking.
Yeah, if you decided to follow Rachel Farmer Holmes. I don't know if she's public or private. More than likely public. Yeah, but I will say my family loves me and Courtney and McCoy, so I can't hate on them on that, because I know they're going to listen to this and call me and give me about it. So they do love our family.
Hello, fam. Hello, yeah. Farmer fam. How are we doing? Hi, Granny.
Yeah, Granny's for sure.
What's happening, Granny? You know what? We made Granny the bigger star than she is. How much this interview? Okay, last time you were on, we called Granny, and she was on her way here.
That's right. Yeah.
And then that homestand or that series, uh-huh. I went up into the stands and made.
Worked out perfectly. It worked out pretty much spot on.
What did you hear? What was the feedback you got? Did you get any feedback from family or anyone that?
About the interview or about the game or anything?
About the interview, yeah.
I mean, my uncle called me. My aunt called me. So my mom's brother, who's my uncle, called me and just talked about how excited Granny was when she made it home to Mississippi and how it made her year. And I wish Granny would have been a broadcaster. That would have been.
She was doing a little color commentary.
I think it would have been had to be sponsored by like Howard Stern or something.
Yeah. You know, SiriusXM. Like, yeah.
SiriusXM, where you can just like
cuss, yeah.
GD everything and just damn it everything. You know, just, I mean, it's.
We almost made it through without her cousin. I mean, we came really close.
You know, she would have been perfect on the movie Major League.
Yes.
And like up in the booth, smoking a heater, having a little Chardonnay in the middle of a game, you know, just talking smack. And
what is Pedro Serrano doing? Swinging at the curveball. There were people when we were sitting up there in the stands that were coming by and wanting pictures of Granny.
Yeah. Oh, she sent me the pictures, too. They tagged her on Instagram. She goes, look at my new friends.
We made her a star.
You did. I appreciate it. She will never forget that, and I'm very fortunate for her to have had an experience that.
That was beautiful.
It was good.
Good job, Granny. Whenever you come back, let us know.
I think she's coming to St. Louis in September.
Oh, no.
With my aunt and uncle.
Wow.
Yeah. And my uncle loves baseball. He caught my dad at Ole Miss. And that's how my mom and my dad met. Was my uncle, well, my uncle was my dad's catcher at Ole Miss. And my mom was a sorority girl there. She was a Kappa Delta at Ole Miss, and that's how they met.
Really?
Yeah, so they love baseball.
All right, the other day I was writing down things for us to talk about.
Yeah.
And why did I write down Ole Miss versus Georgia?
That's how I got recruited. So my dad, my whole family went to Ole Miss. My entire family went to Ole Miss. My grandfather, my dad's side, was the only person to go to Georgia. And, you know, honestly, I kind of grew up hating Georgia because that's what everybody liked. Was like they always talked about.
You were anti?
Georgia football. I loved Ole Miss. Would go to the Grove almost every weekend. Go to Mississippi every other weekend to visit family. So I grew to love Ole Miss. And my dad was coached by Jake Gibbs there and got to know Jake Gibbs really well. And so I just loved Ole Miss. And so my freshman year of high school came around and baseball started to get serious. And a bunch of schools started sending me letters. And I just wanted to narrow it down. I went to a bunch of camps, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Miami, Alabama, South Carolina. But I narrowed it down to Ole Miss and Georgia. And so I think June 1st or July 1st of your junior year is when coaches can call you. And I went on a visit to Ole Miss, an unofficial visit to Ole Miss, and didn't really get some love. But Coach Perno at Georgia pretty much offered me a scholarship my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
At a camp, we went there, and he was like, do you want to be our shortstop? And I said, yeah. I was like, yeah, sure, you know. And my high school coach, Mike Strickland at Marist, he's unbelievable. He taught me pretty much – pushed me to my limits that I never thought I could reach. And he did everything for me in high school. And he just was just like, slow down, you know, we'll just enjoy this process and take care of it. So I listened to him. And so Georgia was really following me pretty hard. And I didn't know what to do. I was like – because I loved Ole Miss so much, but I really wasn't feeling the love. So I told myself, if Coach Perno calls me July 1st and the Ole Miss recruiting coach calls me July 1st, I'm going to commit to Georgia. But if the head coach from Georgia calls and then Mike Bianco, the head coach at Ole Miss, calls, I'm going to go on an official visit to Ole Miss. So 8 o'clock in the morning, July 1st, Perno calls me. He's like, what number do you want? You know, we're ready for you here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, awesome. So I go to work out, and Ryan Stettle, who was recruiting coach at Ole Miss at the time, called me, and I was like, whatever. And so I committed to Georgia 2 days later. And then I get in my truck after football workouts one day, and Bianco calls me. And he's like, hey, we want to offer you a scholarship. We want you to come out, take an official visit, and offer you a scholarship here. I was like, sorry, I already committed to Georgia. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity that you gave me. And he was like, well, we'll hate playing against you. Fast forward to my freshman year, spring of 2010, Ole Miss comes into town in Athens, and I tear them up. I'm talking about Drew Pomeranz was on the mound Friday night, and I hit a triple and a double off of him. And the radio broadcaster was the radio guy for my dad when he played.
Really?
And he was bashing Bianco on the air about how he didn't get me to go to Ole Miss. And Bianco's wife calls him that night and, like, is chewing him out, talking about how the radio people were upset that I didn't come to Ole Miss. Sunday, I did really well that weekend, and Sunday comes around. My dad is cooking burgers and drinking beer in the outfield after the game, and Bianco comes up to him and apologizes to him for not getting me to Ole Miss.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
You don't have any regrets, do you?
About not even one letter.
No regrets?
No regrets. From that movie?
That is the word, the Millers, one of the all times. Yeah. Like,
yeah. No regrets.
No regret.
No not regrets. One letter?
Not one letter?
No. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So that was it was an interesting process going through that recruiting, and but I met my best friends there, met Alex Wood there, homered. And
what'd you say?
Homered.
Homered off of Alex Wood.
We don't talk about it, but I don't regret going to Georgia at all. That's my favorite place, and I enjoy going back there.
That was unbelievable, you homering off of Alex.
I never thought it would happen.
That was storybook. That was great.
My friends even
for
really
those
give
that don't
prep.
Know, Alex Wood is your best, one of your best friends. Yeah, in each other's friends. Weddings, right?
Yeah, in each other's weddings, roommates in college, roommates in LA.
Finally facing each other in
for the first
major
time.
League level. First time.
First time, really ever.
First time ever, and you hit a home run off.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I didn't really know what to do. I hit it, and I just kind of put my head down and ran. And if it was a solo shot, I think it would have been more, but it was a three-run homer. So I think I just act like you've done it before and just keep running.
You didn't feel bad for him at all?
No, he's making so much more money than me. I don't feel bad for him at all.
That's good. That's good. You haven't talked about it since?
Not one word.
Nothing?
Nope.
He didn't say any. He hasn't
texted me and asked me if he wanted me to sign, if I wanted him to sign the ball. And that was it.
Did you get the ball?
No.
Oh.
I wish I did.
You should have.
Because I would have had him sign it.
You should have sent a fake ball, just like this is the ball.
Instead I should have. Over there.
You still could. You could just say, hey, a fan gave this to me. Fan, I traded a bat for this.
Pay someone to post it on Instagram. That'd be funny.
I'll take part in the scheme if you want.
You are kind of sleazy. I might do that.
Sleazy. Wow. All right, this Georgia thing. I love that you give crap to Tyler Stevenson.
Yeah.
About he's a Georgia football fan, right? A Georgia fan?
But he's a Georgia fan, but he committed to Tech, and he has a Georgia – So the rivalry between Georgia and Georgia Tech, it's
huge.
Yeah, we call them nerds because they're a lot smarter than us. And then, like, they'll say, oh, you'll be our future employees one day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all the nerds.
It's all right. It's okay. Yeah, for us one day.
Exactly. Just save it, geeks. And because it's just – I wish they were better at football because it's not even a rivalry in football anymore.
Yeah,
it's almost like you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But Stevenson just is a confused little man in a big person's body. Like he says, go dogs. I'm like, what? You can't say that. He's like, why not? I'm like, because you committed to Tech. You were going to play at Georgia Tech. Like, he's like, well, it doesn't matter. I didn't go. I said, yeah, okay. But you have a G in your truck right now. Yeah. I want to go. You know what? I think I'm going to order a Tech one and unscrew the Georgia one and put the Tech one on there.
I'll take part in that scheme too.
You know, there's got to be one on Amazon right now. Let's see.
He is on his phone. He's looking on Amazon.
Yeah, Georgia Tech license plate.
Yeah. Because those are easy to unscrew.
Oh, it's so good. There it is. $11. Order it now.
You're ordering it?
Yeah.
All right, we got to get this on video when you do this, by the way.
That's easy. Oh, we'll do it for sure. Joe Nux Hallway.
On the, I have this YouTube show going. I might as well rename it the Kyle Farmer YouTube show.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
I know. This is going to have to be a segment.
Oh, yeah. This will be a segment. This is perfect. Order place. It'll be here on Friday. Perfect. God, I'm going
to
crush
We'll just have that. To mosaic out his license number because people will.
No, it's on the front.
Oh, the front.
It's on the front of his truck. He's got a G on the front of his truck.
All the not one that just surrounds the big G.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's even.
And that's what I ordered, the big GT to put on the front.
That is even better.
How embarrassing is that? Come on.
We are outing him right now. I love that kid.
Steve O'Shield.
Steve O'Shield.
Yeah, that's what Evo Shield calls him. He's sponsored by Evo Shield, but it's not Evo Shield. It's Steve O'Shield.
Right. They have T-shirts for that.
It's so cheesy.
He's QB1, too.
Yeah, what is that? He didn't even play football.
See, that's what I try to tell people. J.R. House, who's the catching third base coach, also.
Great quarterback,
yeah. Who is the catching coordinator, instructor, whatever you want to call him. Comes up with themes every year, and this year's theme was QB1, meaning that you are the quarterback on the baseball field. So Stevenson is QB1, and then I told the story on the air. He's QB1, but he's never played football.
He's never been under center.
All right, now how did this happen? That he's from Georgia, football-crazed sport.
Crazy
state,
football body, too.
And he's the biggest I've seen kids of him – pictures of him as a kid. He's the biggest kid in every picture.
Well, there's a reason why he committed to Tech.
He never played football. I find that amazing in Georgia, and he was the biggest kid.
Maybe Charmin wanted to sponsor him. Ultra soft. Oh, wow. I'm kidding.
Tyler, I'm so
sorry. He is not ultra soft. That's a bad joke. He is tough. Catching is the hardest position in all of sports. I've done it.
And you know, sucks. Yeah.
He's one tough cookie, but he committed a tech.
I almost spit on my drink there.
I don't even give India this much crap because he went to Florida. But it's just tech. It's talk. Talk. So tech.
I love it. Tyler, I'm just the host. I'm just the lowly host. I just try to get these answers out of people. So
he's
I apologize.
He's got a big spoon here. He's stirring the pot.
It's a ladle. It's more than a spoon.
It's an oar.
Exactly. It's an oar. You're right. Always a beaut. Always a beaut, that Kyle Farmer. And we'll get back to more with Farm after this.
Life is full of questions. Like, when should I start thinking about life insurance? But however difficult these questions may be, Western and Southern can help you answer them. Backed by over 130 years of experience, together we can look ahead to leave the unknown behind. Western and Southern Financial Group, life insurance, retirement, and investments.
Products issued by member companies of Western and Southern Financial Group, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Jim Day here. Nothing goes better with Reds baseball than Swift Meats.
Stay! Tenderloin! Back ribs!
Sounds like you agree. So let's gather around the grill this season to talk a little baseball and a lot of everything else. Ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments. One great meal. Come together with Swift.
On the Jim Day podcast.
You had a good football career, though. You talked about J.R. House. What, J.R. House threw 10 touchdown passes in a state championship game, I think.
Yeah, no, J.R. was a stud. Way better than me. I ran the wishbone, so I was a glorified running back.
True triple option.
Yep. We ran the veer. We ran midline. We ran the triple option. We ran belly. It's a very, very hard offense to run, but if you're smart and you know how to run it,
it can't be stopped.
It cannot be stopped.
If you have the fast enough running backs.
Yes, it cannot
but
be stopped.
But either way, it can't be stopped.
We went to the state championship my senior year and lost to a team that we beat 28-0, but we looked at their roster and they had about six other guys that weren't on the team while we played them the first time. So in Georgia, you can transfer schools pretty easily. You got a mailbox somewhere. And so
they were somewhere.
Yeah, they got six other guys on the team we were playing in state. We were like, who are these guys? They came from other schools. Once they lost in the playoffs, they transferred to Tucker. And so
you could do that?
I guess so. Yeah.
Come on,
We didn't get slaughtered. We didn't get killed in the state championship, but we lost. But we beat them 28-0 in the first game. No, sorry, 38-0 in the first game. And it was on CSS Sports on TV, which is a local channel in Atlanta. And good game, great game. But then, we just got beat.
Were you a better quarterback or a jump roper?
Jump roper.
Really?
For sure. Yeah, I could do it on the jump rope. I mean, double dutch, pogo stick in a double dutch, push-ups in double dutch. My routine, my song was Mambo Number 5. That was my routine song.
We've talked about this before on this podcast, this jump rope. It's traveling jump rope team, right?
Jump rope for heart. We travel
to
different schools.
People like, we kid around so much on here, they're like, they're joking.
No, it's serious.
No, this is real.
It's probably the most serious thing I've ever done.
Come on.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. We had practice before school every day.
Were there judges? I mean, how do you win or lose?
No, you don't win. Win as a team? It wasn't a competition. Oh, it was more so like performance-based, where we would go around and talk about heart disease, jump rope for heart, and we were like sponsored by Jump Rope for Heart, and we just did things and had fun with it. It was the only sport at my school at the time, so that's what I had to do.
The only sport?
Elementary school. Kindergarten. I was on it from kindergarten to fourth grade.
Wow. Were you playing peewee football outside of the school, though?
No, I didn't start playing football until I was in, fifth grade. So, yeah, fifth grade.
What about baseball? How early?
Four years old, I started t-ball. The same field that Freddie Freeman's son played on in Atlanta.
Really?
Which is still there, yeah.
Were you the last batter in t-ball?
No, I was the first batter.
You were the first batter?
Why the last batter?
Well, the rules, I don't know. This might be ancient. I don't know what t-ball rules are now. Mm-hmm. But the last batter is the dude that you have to get him out. Like, there's no one behind him.
Oh, really?
Him.
I didn't know the rules of t-ball.
Yeah, the last batter is usually your best hitter.
Really?
Because
the most stakes, the most RBIs.
That, yeah, it's the last batter. There's no one behind you. So if that your last batter gets only a single, then it doesn't mean anything. Hmm. So your last batter hits and runs until they get him out.
I can't remember. There wasn't any
baseball. At least when I played back in, you know.
There wasn't FanGraphs back then with me, so I.
Okay. You need to into that mic. There wasn't what?
There was no FanGraphs back then, but I'm sure there are now. How psycho these freaking, they're playing 90 games a summer for kids.
Yeah.
Come on.
And they're concentrating on one sport.
Can't do that.
You got to let them play all the sports.
Play everything.
Play everything and don't play that much.
Don't play that much.
Why had all these kids having a Tommy John surgery?
At like 12.
Yeah.
I think I'm hopefully fortunate enough that McCoy, my son, will play sports. If he doesn't want to, that's fine with me. I could care less. But if he does, he may not like baseball. He's already throwing, by the way, anyways.
he's throwing?
Look, it's incredible.
I still have yet to see this kid cry, and I see him after every game. Nearly every game, McCoy is down outside the clubhouse. We are looking at video right now of McCoy.
And listen to me in the background. Then, come on. He's got this ball pit, and he goes and gets all the balls out of the pit. See him? He wants to throw. There's a ball pit right there. See the ball pit?
Wow, look at all those.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That is a parent's dream because it keeps them occupied for forever.
But you have to pick all those up,
it's
don't
fun.
You?
It's worth it. It's fun. It's totally worth fun. It. Yes. Totally fun. Hey, man, keep throwing them out. Keep going.
Is he throwing righty?
Throwing righty, yeah.
Throwing righty?
Yeah. But if he doesn't want to play any sports, that's fine with me. As long as he does what he loves. But just don't focus on one thing at that age. Keep your options open.
What if he wants to go to Georgia Tech?
We might have to sit down and talk about that. Listen.
Said whatever he wants to do.
I'll just say
there are limitations.
Financially, we can't go to Tech. If I just.
What about Florida? Be a Gator. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've totally ruined the party there.
I'll let him go to like Ole Miss or something. You know, if LSU recruited me, I would have gone to LSU in a heartbeat.
Why?
I thought LSU was so badass. I thought they were so cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was so cool about them?
I don't know. I just always remember watching the College World Series in Omaha at Old Rosenblatt, and they were always there.
Yeah.
And watching those guys play, and I just thought they were cool. They were like my dad took me to an Ole Miss, Texas super regional in Oxford, and Zach Cozart was the shortstop.
Oh, nice.
And you know this. I've always looked up to Cozart.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a stud. And he dyed his hair blonde for the super regionals, and I wanted to dye my hair blonde.
Really? I did that story. Yeah, I had some pictures of him, the blonde hair.
Oh, really? Yeah. And so my dad didn't let me do it, but I always loved watching him play.
Yeah, he's definitely Ole Miss all the way.
Yeah. Very hotty-totty.
Yeah. No, he was a good dude to follow. Good dude to be around.
Very good dude.
So the fatherhood thing's going well. Since your family won't ask, how old is McCoy now?
They asked. I was just giving him a hard time. He's turning – he'll be – this July, right? So he'll be 11 months.
This year.
Dang.
When's his birthday? August?
I'm sorry. So he'll be 10 months – in 4 days. Then it'll be a year on the goat 19 Vado's birthday too. Same birthday.
Really?
Yeah, they have the same birthday.
Wow.
I'm really looking forward to McCoy turning 16 and hopefully something's delivered to our house, maybe like a nice Ferrari.
Have you thrown this out to Joey?
Yes. I said, Joey, are you going to get McCoy a birthday present? He goes, why would I do that? I said, well, y'all share the same birthday. He was like, oh, okay, cool. I might. I was like, please. It'd be cool.
It's going to be something really small.
It'll be like a Rolex, maybe. I don't know.
It'll be like a batting glove.
Signed. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, kid.
Yeah. Good luck.
It'll be a left-handed. Well, yeah. No, he throws righties. I was going to say it's going to be a left-handed glove.
I will say I have collected a lot of good memorabilia for him.
You got some great stuff. We've done a lot of the stuff you've done. What are stuff I don't know about? I've done most of them on the air. It's really the Kyle. My job is to just follow you. That's all I do now. It's a down season. It's tough. There's not as many personalities in the clubhouse.
There really isn't. We got to get some.
So I literally just follow you. Yeah. That's what I do.
I think once you see all these trades go through, I think that we'll see a lot more personality come out of guys. It'll be a lot. Oh,
are we breaking news here? We got trades coming?
I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming, you know. I mean, the band left earlier in the year, so we'll see.
Well,
so I'm trying to get a box for the Tennessee-Georgia game in Athens in November, and I just got a text.
Like a suite?
A suite, yeah. For McCoy and Courtney, and my buddy lives in Athens with his wife and his kid, who's the same age as McCoy, and if I have a suite, that allows me to not, like, drink so much at the tailgate, because you got to be sober, kind of somewhat sober, to go into the box to shake hands and stuff and meet people. So if I go in the stands, it's not going to happen.
It's kind of like guarding against yourself. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
sort of like that soft cast they had on you the other day.
That was just for show. Yeah, it was just for show.
But you could see the seams of the ball, you could. Right? Yep. In your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Kyle, can I see the seams? And you had this soft cast they put on you, and you couldn't get it off. You're like, I don't know how to get this doggone thing off.
No,
you're like, I think they put it on here so I can't get it off, so I won't play catch.
Yeah, exactly.
To guard against myself.
It was like a safe or something.
It's like baby state.
Yeah, because I'm like a 10-year-old kid on a baseball field. If there's a baseball, I'm going to throw it or catch it. So leave me alone.
Uh-oh. What we got?
We don't sell any of the suites on a game-by-game option. They are leased out by the year, and everything is currently leased out. However, that's your minimum and maximum you were looking for. We might have some spots I can put you in. Go Dogs. Sweet. I mean, we'll have to work it out, you know.
So they want you to buy the full season?
No, you can't. Yeah, but that's no one. I mean, after they won the national championship, come on. That's going to be so expensive.
Yeah, you might need Votto.
Hey, Joe, a Georgia jersey if you want to come. It's a great business opportunity. If they win again this year, you can sell them for double your price.
They're not winning again this year.
They will win again this year.
Do you think they're going
to
win?
I think so, yeah. Uh-oh. Who's going to beat them? How about Arch Manning not going to Georgia?
I know.
Going to Texas.
Are you surprised?
They got outbid.
Now it's not even, I mean.
That is true. He's probably going to make $20 million.
Oh, my God. See, they're ruining. I don't want to get off on it.
He's going to make more money in college than he might make in the NFL.
They're ruining college football.
They are. It's an actual recruiting, like, with free agency kind of thing.
Yeah. And you can just go and leave after a year. I love college football. I love college football.
Yeah, me too.
And they are ruining it for me and a lot of other people.
The fans at Georgia are saying now, they were like, well, another Manning not to win a national championship. Guy hasn't set foot on campus yet, and they're already bashing him. Poor kid.
Well, Texas.
You never know with Texas.
Amongst the most overrated teams every year.
That is true.
Texas is back. Texas is back.
Same with Notre Dame.
Same thing.
Golly. Join a conference.
There's only two to join now. The others are just going to be.
Yeah, see ya. Go ahead and go to the Outback Bowl or something.
I covered the Outback Bowl before.
That makes sense.
I'm a tremendous slouch. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere. You never know what's going to come out of the mouth of Kyle Farmer. And we'll get back to it after this. I want to get back to this fatherhood thing because you, which was great on Father's Day, we did a little bit where you had a book of dad jokes. Oh, yes. Didn't you drop some dad jokes on this podcast last time? And then you dropped them on TV.
Yep.
And they're so bad, but you deliver them so well. Do you have any more dad jokes?
I got a bunch. All right. What do you get when you cross a turtle and a porcupine?
What?
Slowpoke.
Oh, that was even a dad laugh right there.
It's a proud laugh.
Did you get that, son?
Jessica, did you get that one too? McCoy's girlfriend. I don't know why, Jessica, but and McCoy's like, Dad, shut up.
He's going to.
Yeah, he's gonna hate
kids
me.
Gather around. Yeah. I've got some jokes.
Joke of the day. My wife said she's leaving me because of my obsession with tennis, and I'm too old. I said, I'm only 40, love.
So bad.
Why did the thief wear blue gloves?
Why?
He didn't want to get caught red-handed. What kind of photo does a prisoner take?
What?
A selfie. Oh, man. Hold on.
See, you're cracking yourself up. That's all that really matters. People are like, why are you laughing? I'm like, because I'm amusing myself. I don't really care if I amuse anyone else.
People think grass don't be wet in the morning, but it do.
Why am I laughing at these? Why am I laughing at these? They're so bad.
Hold on.
You need to be on the progressive commercials, those nerds.
That'd be good.
Turned into your parents' thing.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
What?
Wasabi. Wasabi. Like wasabi, but what's up?
Now, do you drop these in the clubhouse to anyone?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Is there anyone that just...
I get a laugh out of somebody every
time. Somebody?
Yep.
Even Drury?
Ooh. That's a tough one to crack.
Isn't it?
It's got to be something like baseball related to crack it, give him a smile.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit before, but it's he is just locked into baseball.
It's like some guys listen to Adam Sandler to get a laugh. He listens to like Who's on First. You know, like that's his humor.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party, though, is his walk-up thing.
Hey.
When I think of gangsta party, I think of Drury.
That guy can hit, man.
Flat out hit.
I'm so happy for him because he was a non-roster invitee, and he's having a breakout year, career year. And
his swing is just, it's the same thing every time. It's
beautiful.
You never see him overswing, underswing, unless he's just trying to foul ball off or stay alive. But it's the same swing every time. Some
he's
guys
so good.
Up there, you know, you'll let it rip on a pitch and it changes.
Yeah.
Some guys will fall over. It's the same swing every time.
Yeah, and sneaky good defensively too.
Yeah.
Not
the greatest range, but when he gets the balls.
He gets them out.
Yeah, he's got a good arm.
He's got a sticky glove.
Yeah, he can throw from different angles and off balance.
But, man, if you getting him to laugh, it's hard. It's so hard. It's been my number one goal.
Is it?
Yeah, I get a crack every now and then, but it's like a baseball. Like, hey, did you see that dive that guy made? And he's like, oh, yeah, it was crazy. And I was like, then like you crack a joke like, give me a second. And I'll give him a joke like, I once dated a girl with one leg shorter than the other. Her name was Eileen. And he's like, that's stupid. Like he was like, are you ready to hit today? I'm like, all right. Let me go eat lunch and then I'll come get back to you.
He's tough to interview. He does not like to do interviews.
No, but
doesn't like to talk about himself either.
What he likes to do is he likes to be like, all right, two scenarios. 4 for 4. You're 4 for 4, 3 doubles, a single, 5 RBIs, or 2 for 4, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. What day are you taking? I'm like, I'm taking the 3 for 4 or 4 for 4. He was like, no homers. Got to take the homer. So I'd be like, 4 for 4, 4 doubles, 1 for 4, 1 home run. 4 for 4, 4 doubles, 1 for 4, pumps, homers, need it. I'm like, okay, 1 total bases. That's a lot of bases, 4 for 4. I think that's what, 8 bases?
Yeah.
8 total bases, and then you got 4 total bases on your home run. He goes, yeah, but it's a homer. The guy loves hitting home runs, as it shows.
Yeah, big time. And he's going to be a tough one. I mean, what do you see what value is for him out there? Or do you try to re-sign him?
I would love for them to re-sign him.
Or you could trade him and re-sign him. He's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he'll be packaged with somebody.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle Farmer, you're giving us the analysis.
I think so. That's my hot take.
That's your hot take?
Yeah.
What happens if they would trade you?
I hope not. I love Cincinnati. I love it here.
Feels you like have home. Been brought up. I mean,
yeah, who knows? I mean, you never know. I mean,
especially, you know, those blogs Granny's reading.
Yeah, I mean, they love the upcoming shortstops on those blogs. I'll tell you that. I don't know. I was joking around with Castillo. I said, hey, man, when you get traded to the Yankees, you got to cut all your hair off. And he's like, you think? And I was like,
I know.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, for sure. You got to cut all your hair off. He was like, no. Not going to do it. And Joey chimes in. And he goes, no. Or someone chimed in. He's like, no, that's part of your contract. You tell him that's part of your contract is your hair. And I was like, the Yankees don't play, though. So I give Louie crap all the time.
Yankees have wanted him forever.
Yeah. How would you not want him?
I know. But they undervalue. I mean, they don't offer the value that he should get.
I don't know. I think they're going to ask a high price.
They should.
And if you like match him with Drury or something like that,
yeah,
that'd be big time.
They should.
Yeah, we'll see. You get a lot back for that.
So you'd like to stay here
for sure? Oh yeah, I love.
And
Cincinnati.
You're not just blown. I mean, this most guys say, oh yeah, I love it here. I want to.
No, not at all.
Secretly, like, yeah, I hope I get traded.
If I get traded, I know that I'm gonna become a platoon player and just face lefties, or maybe not. I don't know, but I love playing every day. I love playing for David. Love Freddie, JR, love all those guys. And so, I mean, I don't see myself anywhere else. Honestly, God's honest truth.
I would have no content.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you answering? Who are you answering?
Chi-Chi, we're doing a podcast right now. You're live.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesse Winker.
Is that Winker? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
What time?
I called you at the worst time possible.
Yeah.
What's happening, Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi?
He's just pushing P.
Man, I hate the fact that this is happening right now.
All right, I'll call you back.
Later.
See ya.
He's totally... That was the word. The look on his face is like, no, not the Gym Day podcast. No.
Did he ever do one?
He did.
Yeah.
He
boring. Did.
No, he was all right. Yeah. He was good.
That's good.
He did a few of them.
Little girl looks
we
just
did,
like him.
We did one with him and Amir together, I believe, which was...
did Amir start a fight?
He's trying to fight me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he did not.
Why didn't you stare and look at him the wrong way?
He does like stir it up.
Do you see the thing with him and Baez again?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
They ought to just...
Go ahead and get it over with.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Get it over with.
People are ready to see it.
Put it on pay-per-view. Do something.
Yeah.
Do it for charity.
The Baez Amir. But, I mean, Baez is kind of... Like, there's weight classes in boxing for a reason.
Yeah. So you got Amir on this
100%.
One? Basketball players normally can't fight very well, though.
But Amir, I think... Amir is built different.
Yeah. So you got Amir.
I got Amir.
We got
built different.
We got more We got more breaking news here. Baez versus Amir. Farmers got it.
I'll sell tickets. That's how we make most money.
You know, you'd be a good corner man.
I think I would,
if,
too.
If they... I love these tangents we got. How do we get on these things?
Know.
It's the
know.
Greatest thing ever. But if they were going to do this for charity as like some pay-per-view thing. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to beat each other up, let's do it for charity. Let's do it for a good cause, right?
Yeah.
But you would be a great corner man, Amir, with a microphone.
Yeah.
Right?
Amir, what you got? I'm like, all right, man, listen. Jab left, uppercut right. He's weak to his right side. You know, that's all I got. But towel around the neck. I'd like to be on the broadcast booth, though, about that. That'd be funny.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
We still thinking about, would you rather be a coach or a broadcaster or nothing? None of the above. Do you think you're going to have enough money to last you the rest of your
no.
life?
No, not at all.
So you're going to have to do something?
I'll have to do something, yeah, for sure. Coaching is tough. That's a grind. I think I'd be good at it. But I like watching baseball, and I like talking about baseball as it's going on. Like, if I ever go to a baseball game, I'm actually watching the game. I'm not enjoying my time. Like, Courtney could not go with me to a baseball game. No one could go with me to a baseball game, because I'm actually watching the match, like the chess match being played, instead of enjoying my time at a ballpark. And so
there are some broadcasters that don't watch the game.
Really?
They're not totally into it. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. So you would need to be engaged.
Is that why you're not around the field at all? I can't find you at all during the games.
I'm right there in the camera.
Just yesterday when I flicked you off. That's it.
Exactly. You know, little kids saw that.
Good. I mean, it's time to grow up.
He knew you were playing, by the way.
I don't care. Whatever. He thought it was actually towards him, not you.
He's kidding, folks.
I'm joking.
He's kidding.
I'm joking.
He's
the kid was 18.
But you would, didn't you say to me one time, man, Frank Gore has the gig?
Yeah, Frank Gore does it. Yeah. And I talked to Frank Gore in Atlanta, and I told him, I was like, man, I want to do what you do when I'm playing. He was like, well, don't think about it right now, but when you do, you'd be great. And, I was like, all right. And then Gordon Beckham does it for the White Sox. I had lunch with him in Chicago. He enjoys it. It's just like a part-time gig that I would like to do.
Part-time? You don't want to do all the games?
I mean, if the price is right, you know. but I think Barry does a great job up in the booth. Baseball guy, very knowledgeable and very positive. That's what I would bring to the game, is a very positive outlook on it, because I know how hard it is and the grind, and so does Barry. And it is what it is.
You wouldn't like rip guys like Amir or Winker?
Maybe. Maybe.
If I was still around, I'll be old and gray, but if I was still around, you'd be ripping me. I know that.
Yes, for sure. Jim, what are you talking about? Get off the. I'd like hold the mic like this. Like. Get out of here, Jim. What are you doing? Not dynamite drop in, Harry. What's he saying in Major League?
He's not the best color guy in the league for nothing.
Yeah. Dynamite drop in.
All right. I'm going to wrap this thing up. I appreciate you keeping your word.
It's already 2:42. We've been in here for an hour.
An hour, I know, almost.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, we have been, because we talked before we hit the record button, which is good that none of that was recorded.
No one wants to hear that. They would, but they don't.
Actually, they would. The ratings would spike. The stuff
we're talking about. Are your ratings pretty good on here?
Yeah. Yeah. They continue to have me do it. It's the same group of nerds out there, and I love you nerds. Thank you.
What's incredible is that your face is on the outside of the stadium for the Jim Day.
It is?
They won't put any players' faces up there on the banners, but they sure will put Jim Day's face up there.
I've never seen my face.
Yeah, it's right up there. It's like the Jim Day podcast or whatever.
On the outside of the stadium?
Yeah.
I have arrived.
It's not even your face. It's the cartoon of your face.
They don't want to put the real face up there. We're trying to attract viewers and listeners.
No viewers, please. Even though this would be interesting to view.
Can you believe they're still putting this face on TV?
No, but you got some street cred. I'm proud of you.
I got street cred?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but
people like you. You're easy to joke around with. I miss Suarez, too.
Oh, man. Did I ever tell you the story of when he got traded? He apologized to me.
For what?
He's like, I saw Gene Day. I got traded. Because he knows that just like you, he's like gold as far as content goes.
I saw Gene Day.
You see, I'm like, hey, you ain't here. I mean, come on.
Give me a hug.
I'm sorry for you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave him a big hug. But
God, that was like, such a sad day when Jesse and Suarez got traded.
It was a rough day.
Golly. I mean, we didn't even have a team meeting. David came in and just was like, just go out and practice. It was a sad, sad day.
It was. It was kind of like a morgue around there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he said, I saw Gene Day. I got traded.
Not your fault.
Not your fault, dude. Yeah. Not your fault.
You'd be all right.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
As will you, my friend. So thank you once again. It's just a check out YouTube, by the way. Extra Bases with Kyle Farmer. It's not even with Jim Day anymore. Extra Bases with Kyle Farmer.
Yeah.
It's the Kyle Farmer Show. And this is the Kyle Farmer podcast.
We'll have some quality content once this tech thing comes in the mail.
We've got to do this.
Perfect. We should do like a prank thing every other, like, you know, once a week prank on somebody.
Please.
I come up with these great ideas randomly. Yeah. All right. Day one of the pranks. Yeah.
Day one of the pranks we have. Now, hopefully Tyler won't hear this. He won't listen.
No, he won't listen to this. No. No player listen to this.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. You just build up my confidence so much. It's amazing.
That's what I'm here for. I'm humbling you. Your face is on. I'll build you up, then I'll crush you.
I didn't know I was on the outside of the stadium.
You should go take a selfie.
I should. I really should. All right. You know, I had you on a whole episode. I didn't have you do one impression. You didn't sing one time.
Thank God. Jeez, it's a real one now. I don't have to be fake.
We just shot the you know what.
Yeah.
The word that you've said three times on this podcast, and I've got to bleep out.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I got to bleep it out. You got to make me do work because I edit this thing, so I got to.
Oh, you bleep that stuff out so I can keep going?
No, don't. I do bleep it out.
Granny be proud.
Granny would be proud. Yeah, Granny couldn't make it through a two-minute TV segment without cussing, and Kyle couldn't make it through a podcast.
Yeah.
It's all right. The Farmer family.
Love it.
Love it. Loving you.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. And we'll have him back probably tomorrow at this rate. So it is. Thanks for tuning in to the Kyle Farmer podcast, everyone. You can download the Kyle Farmer podcast wherever you get podcasts. And be sure to check out Extra Bases with Kyle Farmer on YouTube. And we will see.
Watch the Cincinnati Reds with Kyle Farmer on Bally Sports.
There you go.
Jeez.
See you next time. See ya.
Peace.
Baseball present, baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna have.